After Damien looked at Ligue 1 in France last week, this week I'm going to focus on the Bundesliga. Which teams are in the frame to win and who's tipped for the drop? The Bundesliga. With its well-run clubs, huge attendances and relatively cheap tickets, many people are looking at German football with envy. Add to that two teams in the final of the Champions League last season, and perhaps the German Bundesliga can be considered as a challenger to the two most popular leagues in Europe, La Liga and the Premier League. The favourites. Who are the favourites for this year's title? Well, it looks like a one-horse race. Last season, Bayern Munich won the treble, the Champions League, the league and the German Cup, and they were 25 points ahead of nearest rivals Dortmund. Now, with Pep Guardiola installed as manager, they also added firepower to their squad with Dortmund's Götze. It also looks as though Bayern will poach Lewandowski from Dortmund, weakening last year's closest rivals even more. Most pundits believe the challenger will be Borussia Dortmund, but they'll need to rely on Munich's new manager slipping up, and they'll hope that their new playmaker, Henrik Mkhitaryan, shines. Their manager Klopp has built an exciting attack-minded side, but defensive frailties may be their undoing. In with a shout. While top spot is unlikely, Bayer Leverkusen showed enough progress last season to convince many that they're ready to dine at the top table. This season, Sami Hupia will manage the team on his own after sharing the job with Lewandowski for 2012-13. Leverkusen certainly have a united team, but have no big stars, especially after Andreas Schürrle's exit. They've invested heavily in youth and will be hoping that, as they have no huge expectations, they can play without pressure and build on last season. Whipping Boys. The team that faces an uphill struggle to stay in the top flight is Braunschweig. Although they've been champions before, that was back in 1967, and they haven't been back at the summit for decades. The Lions finished second to earn promotion last year and will need to hit the ground running to stand any chance of staying up. Unfortunately, in their first six games of the season, they've only picked up 1 point, shipping 14 goals. It's going to be a long haul for Thorsten Liebenich's men.